This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
The sounds of Maroon 5. Vegas, man. Vegas. I'd love to go.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Code word.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. Hey. Sorry. Hey. Hey. What are you doing over there?
Hey.
Are you doing a radio show?
Yeah. Hey.
Sorry. All right. Yes, that is right. It's the Las Vegas residency. It's going to be Friday, March 14th. It's going to be at the Dolby Live in the Park MGM. It's two nights hotel stay. It's also going to be round trip airfare for a winner. And you get to bring somebody with you and tickets to the show. Here's what you need to do. You need to text the word flyaway. Again, flyaway, one word, to the Berg Simpson text line. Again, it's flyaway, one word, at 5019?
What? No. 51059.
51059.
Look, I know, but it just threw me off. 5019.
Oh. I'm sorry, I missed a one.
I was like, wait, that just totally threw me off. I thought I was having a stroke.
Well, yeah, I mean, it would throw me off, too. I don't blame you.
Anyway, good luck.
Spadil, are you dyslexic?
Sometimes I wonder. Yeah,
yeah, that totally threw me off.
You know, I think you are sometimes, actually.
Yeah.
Because you do get things a little bit scrambled.
Just flipped.
You know,
yeah,
you flipped around.
Yeah, that. Yeah. No, literally, I thought that was on me. I was like,
am I seeing?
I was like, because, you know, people don't know when they're having a stroke or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was like, maybe it's right and I don't know it's right and I'm saying it wrong because it's written. I don't know.
My eyes are deceiving me.
Exactly. I got scared.
This looks like a 5019.
I literally got scared.
I hear you.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway. So
speaking of scared, a flight left Seattle a couple of days ago and the pilot died in the cockpit. As soon as they took off.
That's why you got your co-pilot.
Man.
That Airbus A350 was heading from Istanbul from Seattle, Washington. Now, around 6 this morning, that flight was forced to land at JFK Airport after the captain collapsed. A spokesman for Turkish Airlines says once the captain, identified as Elsan Pelevan, lost consciousness midair, a second pilot, as well as a co-pilot, were able to take over the controls. They were the ones that made the decision to land at Kennedy Airport, with the cockpit crew administering emergency first aid to the captain.
Wow.
That was always my biggest fear, traveling alone with my son, being like in Chiang Mai or whatever, and dying, and there's this little kid just all alone. You know,
I never thought about that even being a thing.
It always scared me, especially in the Dominican, because that place was a little shady.
Yeah.
And even though we were at the Nickelodeon Resort or whatever, but I was like, God, if I just die, there's a little kid and he doesn't know what to do.
No joke. Yeah.
You're right. You're right. And I feel like this is like the second or third pilot that's died in the past, 8 months or so?
Oh, I don't know.
We had another one in the news. Remember, he had a heart attack?
Yeah.
And he died in flight? And they just pushed him to the side and landed the plane?
Yeah, well, what are they supposed to do with him?
I don't know, but it just seemed weird.
Dump him out the window.
Put him in the overhead compartment.
I feel like you should put him somewhere.
Like a carry-on?
Yeah. But they had a picture of him still strapped in.
Oh, they did not. They don't take pictures of dead guys and post it.
That would be morbid.
Oh, my God.
This guy. Man, that's crazy, though. I wonder if you tell. Do you tell the people on the flight?
No.
I don't think
you just
do.
Just keep going,
though. Because everyone's going to be panicked.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a little problem.
They don't tell anybody. Like, even if a passenger dies, they don't tell you.
Roy is Roy's out. He's gone. Roy's not going to make it anymore.
This is actually a very sad story. And
yeah,
we're, like, gone. Putting him in the overhead compartment and stuff. This seems rude.
Well, it doesn't seem so bad. He's Turkish.
My son's Turkish.
I'm just saying. It's a Turkish, it's a little, feels distant.
A
little bit, you know.
All right,
it's not like it's a guy out of Frontier Airlines out of DIA. You know what I mean? This guy headed to Istanbul.
We don't know if he might be American because it was an American airline, wasn't it?
His name? No, it was Turkish Airlines.
Oh, it was Turkish.
Yeah, it was Turkish Airlines. Right. Yeah, he was flying back there. from Seattle.
Oh, well, that's then, go a hell of a, well then go ahead and make fun of him, BJ.
That's a hell of a trick, though, isn't it? They can make it from Seattle? Wow.
Yeah, that's how planes work.
Yeah. No, but I'm
they
just saying.
They go really far. They also go to Australia.
The world
it's crazy.
I think that's pretty crazy.
Oh my God. I like airplanes.
I'm just saying. That's a hell of a trek there, man. That's got to be a 24-hour flight at least, right? Oh, all right, it's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, we still have other tickets, too. We've got the Frey to give away coming up in 30 minutes. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Some of the videos coming out of Florida this morning are devastating.
What
man.
A mess.
You've got houses that are torn. Roofs are torn off. You've got that stadium down there that's completely ripped apart. I mean, it's a nasty, nasty. It's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks, months for this thing to recover.
Well, they already had the other one, you know, and all the trash that was out for that.
Seriously, yeah. it's just back to back.
Nasty. All right, you were talking off air.
Wait. What are you going to, you really can't. If that was the other thing I was talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Really, no. It's fresh.
What? No, we can just say.
No, we can't say anything.
No. There's a list out.
Oh, let's just do the list. But
that's
no,
what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm not
miss,
saying
okay.
No. I'm not okay, saying okay, the
okay.
other thing.
All right. So here's the thing. I was telling BJ, this is a true story. So I was telling BJ, they came out. This is five promises that couples make to each other. And if you make these five promises, they say that these couples that make these five promises stay together forever.
So these five promises will keep you together.
Yeah.
But you got to commit to them.
And I was telling BJ, this is why I'm single, because I can't.
And you only read one to me, and I said no.
Yeah, that's the one I was like.
Just the start.
Yeah. So the first one is that you say, but I think this is a vow anyway, that I promise to love you every day, right?
Yeah,
and
that's easy.
Even though I have my moods, no matter what, I will always love you.
The love will always
we can get angry, we can argue, it doesn't mean...
Because I still will love you. Well, that's easy, right? Because if you love somebody, you love somebody.
Check mark. I'm checking them all.
Okay, so that one's easy because, I mean...
Love you, dear.
Even if you hate somebody at that moment, you always love them, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, I promise to choose you first. Yeah,
over
that one's
what?
That one over anything and everything.
Priority is number one.
Yeah. That's not going to work for me.
Ooh, that's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to put an X on that one, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Just be honest.
Because I have, a lot of things I like to do and stuff, and so I choose me over you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved for Kansas City to won last night.
Yeah.
I had money on them.
Yeah. So, you choose football over your wife.
I've done it. I've done it.
I promise to take responsibility even if I'm wrong.
Well, there's another X.
That is hard to do, though.
Not every single time. There are times I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to stick to it, man. you are not going to get the I'm wrong out of me.
Yeah.
Now, there are times that I will give in when I know that it's, you know, it's not a biggie.
You're not going to win is what
you
mean.
Right. Well, there are times that I know I'm not going to win, and I'm still going to stick to my story.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put an X on that one.
Right. Yeah.
So far, I got one.
I promise to say yes. Even if I don't feel like doing something, I promise to say yes.
Well, that's a fat no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that we're talking about this, because my girlfriend's, we were all talking yesterday about you guys, you men, right? And she just brought up that she doesn't like to do his hobbies, but that always happens, right? It always happens. We don't like your hobbies. You don't like our hobbies.
Ours is completely opposite. Our hobbies.
Your hobbies, right. Yeah.
She loves running. I hate running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She loves to go to pottery. I don't have any desire to go to pottery. But anything I like sports, whatever, she hates it.
And she said that she always does what he wants. Like, you know, he likes to go hike or whatever. So she always goes hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I love to go shopping and have lunch, and he doesn't want to do that. And I'm like, I go, what man wants to go shopping?
Yeah. I don't know what you're expecting.
And she goes, well, he can at least do lunch.
Do lunch, and then I'll bounce. We'll drive separately lunch, and then you can go shopping.
But he doesn't like to have lunch either.
That's the problem, though. I mean, if you do the lunch, you got to do the shopping, so you're kind
of
trapped.
I've never dated anybody that wants to go shopping and do lunch.
No,
ever.
No,
because shopping's always one sided. Like I'm gonna watch you try on clothes, and then I'm just gonna sit there.
Yeah, and then you're gonna give me crap. They spent too much money on this thing, and you know, it's just not fun.
Well, and if you're like me, I'm not even into shopping. even if I were going and she was trying on hers and me being able to look at other stuff for me, I'm just not into shopping.
Right.
That's it.
And I posted like last week that guy that was shopping with his wife and she was so excited to go to like Mervyn's or no, what's that home place? Anyway, she was so excited. At home to get all our fall decor, yeah. Right? And he's just like, we don't need another throw pillow. It's like, don't take a guy when you're going for that stuff because they don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jenny.
So
it's a lot easier to show up at home for Lisa. It's a lot easier on both of us. If she shows at home with stuff that I would never, ever like, not approve, that's not the right word, but I would be rolling my eyes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, well, why are you buying that? It's a lot easier on both of us if she just shows up at home with it instead of me being at the store as she picks it out and pays for it.
So I don't know like what she thinks about. I mean, I know her husband. There's no way it'd be fun to shop with him.
No.
I don't know what, like in her head, she has this romance or something about, we'll go shopping in Cherry Creek and then we'll have lunch.
And we'll be laughing the entire time.
It'll be glorious. Here's how it goes. You'll hate what he's wearing. He wore something stupid. It'll start off bitching. Then you don't like where you went to eat because you didn't want to eat there, but he doesn't want to go where you want to go eat because it's too expensive. And then he is like, why are we here? All these places are too expensive. It's going to end up in misery.
You know, I feel like, too, that if you're going to stay together forever, and the criteria is you have to say yes to everything, I do think that would work, but I think it's all one-sided.
Yep.
I don't think it's both doing this. I think it's one-sided. I'll give you an example. I've got an aunt and an uncle, right? All their lives as married, and they've been together for probably 40 years, okay? But everything they've ever done is what he wants to do. She never did anything that she wanted to do.
And
she just said yes to his every request.
Well, that's not fun either, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It turns out to be one way if you agree to this in most cases, I think.
Well, I was just telling her, like, maybe you should find other things besides shopping and lunch. Like, that you want to do.
Yeah, like a more common ground where you could both get
into
it.
Yeah, but she's like, but that's what I really
want to do. Yeah, but that's faking it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not what she really wants to do. What she really wants to do is shopping and lunch. And he doesn't want to do it. I mean, there is no.
And I'm not going to tell the story again, but the reality is they're not going to have fun doing that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's like with Lisa and I, that for me to go out and look for something that we both enjoy, I literally down deep probably wouldn't enjoy it because now I'm having to search for something.
Right?
That really is outside of what I really like. You
but
know?
That's why I think why I think Groupon is so great.
Yeah.
Because Groupon, you both have to do something that sucks. Like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Like I got us a Groupon for ballroom dancing. Neither one of us want to go do it.
Exactly.
But we did it and it was super fun.
Right.
You know? So if you both agree to do something that sucks, yay! Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out all right.
And then after we do it, we both agree to never do it again.
Exactly.
Like that's what we agree on. Never do that again.
All right, and then the final promise that that you both agree on. What? I promise to be your hero. What the hell is that?
Well, that's true. That's the role I play. I'm the hero.
It says when life is challenging and even when it's not, you deserve a champion. Someone who will be there for you, love and support you unconditionally, no matter what. I commit to being your hero and helping you feel emotionally and physically safe and secure. I believe in you and I believe in us. Oh, my God. This is not
Here's
reality.
How you be a hero. You stay employed.
What?
Keep a check coming in, man.
Oh my God.
That's how you're a hero.
Right there.
You keep that check coming in. That's how you do it.
I think
both sides. I'm saying both sides.
Here's the thing is nobody can live up to how my dad could fix everything. You know what I mean? Like just Bob could fix every kind of car, every kind of thing that in our house. And so I'm always disappointed in men like they can never be my hero because they can't fix
Those are some big shoes to fill right there.
I'm always like, oh my God, he has to call somebody. Yeah, you guys do like let us down a lot in that area. You know that? You
do, Carson. Right, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jay.
Should be a great show. Mission Ballroom, The Fray.
You can grab two tickets. They're going to be at Mission Ballroom October 17th. All you have to do is be calling number 19 right now, 303-22-ALICE.
All right, there you go. Good luck to you. This hurricane, man, we're watching some of the video this morning.
They're still rescuing people.
Yeah, they're rescuing people. Yeah, and with hurricanes, you never know what exactly happened till, you know, days afterwards, because it takes a while to get back in there with all the flood water and everything going on. But the debris is unbelievable. I mean, they just weathered a storm, what, 10 days before this one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if that guy's car survived in the Saran wrap.
I was just thinking the same thing, because I fixated on that all last night. I was looking for like updates on maybe like a video or something. Couldn't find anything.
That one, and then the guy that ratchet strapped his house down.
Yeah, I don't know if you made it.
I was wondering about those guys.
Yeah, he probably did okay. I don't think the straps would work. I think the car wrapping might work better than the house being strapped.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I do know that you were very, very offensive off the air.
Why?
Because you said that Captain Dan, Lieutenant Dan,
yeah,
the guy that was in the boat, could be Schmidl's dad.
Hey, Schmidl. He's answering the phones for a winner, so he's starting listening to us.
I felt like that was incredibly rude.
Who was that
dad? I mentioned off air that this Lieutenant One-Legged Dan, he kind of looks like he could be your dad.
Wow.
You kind of look like him in a way.
No, you don't.
I don't.
No,
you
do.
It's not even close.
No, you don't.
It's not even close?
No. You don't. You don't.
A little scruffy.
I don't look like some cracked out boat guy. Come on.
Right. Give me a little more credit.
In a slight way.
Sometimes I'm a little scruffy, but
in a slight way.
A cracked out boat guy.
I mean, when you put it like that.
Look, I'm just saying that when he sticks his head up, that little weasel head of his, when he sticks it up.
Weasel.
No, listen. I'm not calling you a weasel. But I'm saying when he sticks up that little weasel head, he's got that scruffy look to him, and he's got a little bit of that, you know.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I mean, just a little bit of like you plus 15 years.
Can I just say something? Like, listen. We are trying to keep Liz in love with him. So a long time ago, remember when one of my partners I worked with said, oh my God, your boyfriend laughs so stupid.
Yeah.
And then I had to break up with him because
of so, fixated.
So then
it.
That's all I heard. Well, now Liz, you know, who loves the Schmidl.
Bingo girl.
Now she's going to think of a weasel head, cracked out boat guy.
Lieutenant Dan, every time she looks at him, that's
all right, Liz.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah, Liz. You're just like, you're not making him attractive, and we need her to remember how he really looks.
All right, Liz, if you're listening, I'm sorry about the cracked out, what was it again, lizard head boat guy?
No, you said weasel.
Weasel.
Yeah.
Oh, weasel.
Weasel cracked out boat guy.
Lizard head. All right, I'm sorry. Liz, don't pay any attention to me.
Exactly.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm on medication.
And he doesn't look like that even in the slightest. Oh my God.
I'll give you
what?
I'll give you a little inside info, Schmidl, since you're in a separate room.
Okay.
Off the air, Jamie agreed with me.
No, I didn't. You're a liar.
As soon as I said, look at that picture.
No,
doesn't that look like Schmidl's? Could be his dad?
No, you said it looks like Schmidl, is what you said. And I go, actually, it looks like it could be his dad.
Oh, there we go.
That's what I said. Which, but that
you,
doesn't
you
mean anything.
Like him,
yeah. You said it looks like him.
Yeah. It does. Plus 15 years. I'd say give you 15 years, you could live on that boat.
Dude, he's like an emaciated crackhead. Like, I know. Go to the gym all the time.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Well, dude, you're right there if you ever lose a leg.
No, you're not.
You'd be on that
boat. No, you're not. And I never
weathering
agreed.
A storm.
I just said... Maybe an uncle.
You agree. You agree.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.